Brilliance Audio presents I Am Not a Monster by Carme Chaparro, performed by Cynthia Farrell. In American movies, there are always donuts. Right off the bat, the donuts reveal that this is a meeting of addicts. Alcoholics, cheaters, failures, something. When the camera pans around the room and shows pathetic faces, sad fluorescent lighting, and a smell of stale urine. Not that the odor percolates off the screen, but you can tell it's there. Acrid and nauseating. As if you were sticking your nose in a public urinal. You know that someone is going to confess to a big, hidden shame. But we're not in America. We're in Spain, where group therapy doesn't come with donuts, and we avoid the risk of having to create a Diabetics Anonymous before we're through. Here, if you end up in a self-help group, the tragedy plaguing you most likely looms so large that these meetings are your last-ditch alternative to suicide. This is the last thing you'll try before locking yourself in with a good bottle of whiskey and a fistful of pills your doctor says are going to help you overcome the trauma. But they don't. Everybody here today would rather be dead. Better dead than in this room. Better off even in hell, which is what some think they deserve, than here and now. Something has brought them here. A strange blend of guilt, pain, rage, and a will to survive. This is their only lease on life, because they all know they'd be better off dead. Just like me. But I don't know that yet. Not at this stage of the story. Let's look around. That man, for instance. That rotund, bald man, wearing a sweatshirt meant for a teenager and pants for a retiree, as if he were made of remnants of different people. He can't even open his eyes. How long since he stopped looking at things? How long has he been unable to put one foot in front of the other to get him somewhere he really wants to go, as opposed to letting the current carry him? How long since he took hold of anything, a glass of water even, because he truly wanted it, his brain saying, "You're thirsty. Reach out your arm, arc your fingers toward your thumb, pick up the glass, bring it to your mouth, and drink." If we could get inside his head, we'd see that it's completely occupied, or unoccupied, by an immense emptiness, a chasm of sloshing waves, one after another. Sometimes a thought hangs suspended, like the eye of a hurricane. He doesn't know. He doesn't remember. Nothing is pulling at him. But that's just an illusion, those gentle winds and clear skies. The storm in which he's living never lets up. It was your fault. Your fault. You don't deserve to live. Or that girl over there with the greasy hair and the oversized pants. How long since she thought of herself as a human being? I see how she's gripping her purse so tightly that the blood stops flowing to her hands, as if this object were her only link to life, and if she let go of it, she'd fall irredeemably into the black hole she's trying to get out of. What could have happened to her? She's barely past childhood. I ought to feel bad for her. What am I doing here, then? What am I doing among these tormented souls when I don't need to be yet? My editor. Yes, sigh. I have an editor.